I'm just going to go ahead and warn you. So you can't come back to me later, begging and crying for a release you can't achieve because you've been conditioned not to. This file, in its full effect, is meant to make you prioritize female pleasure over your own. The two are not equal, and I don't want you to ever again come without experiencing a female orgasm first. I want the single greatest trigger to your cock getting hard to be female moans of pleasure. That aching, needy, pleased sound. Muffled moans restrained by a pillow. Sighs of satisfaction and screams of bliss. You'll start to need them for it to be even possible for you to come. Porn will no longer work for you if no sound is involved. This file can stand alone and simply be enjoyed as a one-time thing. One time where you experience pleasure purely through empathizing with my pleasure. A symbiotic surrogacy where you experience a deeper pleasure the deeper I take you, the deeper I moan. If you only listen once, you might be able to just shrug off any lingering effects if you don't want them. But if you continue to listen, well, I think you will find the subtle effects becoming stronger. Your will to resist becoming weaker. Your mind drifting further and further under my spell with every listen. With every orgasm you experience under my conditioning. Even now I'm training you. Prepping you. Preparing your mind for the inevitable. And the only reason it would be inevitable is that you want it. You want something that decades ago would have been seen as obscene almost anywhere. The female's pleasure being prioritized over your own. To the point where it doesn't even matter if you come. You want a female's control over you. You want my pleasure to be more important to you. That's what drew you here to me, isn't it? To my irresistible world. A fantasy we can turn into reality. Because if you keep listening, one day, female pleasure will be all that matters. Your cock won't matter. Your tight, aching balls won't matter. A dripping, wet pussy satisfied and shaking with aftershocks of pleasure is all that matters. That gasping, moaning, as you continue to thrust, as it is one of life's great joys to have your cock squeezed by a clenching, orgasming, soft, warm pussy. All wrapped around your cock. And when I am done with you, even though it will be so much harder to bear, to wait to come, because those moans are just going to be even harder to you, you simply won't be able to unless she comes first. And for this file, that she is me, and you are simply not allowed to come until I do. There will be ways to make it easier. Making a woman come with your mouth is a lovely option, and one I intend to fully explore with you. Now, you've been warned. It didn't scare you away, though, did it? I bet it just made you want it even more. You're kind of a slut in your own way, and that's not a bad thing. Now, array your body into a comfortable position. I'll move you around if I want to, but all positions in this file will be held within your mind, with no requirement for you to move. So for right now, just relax. Lean back into the cushions. Know that you are allowed to shift your body at any time if that will make you feel more comfortable. The more relaxed you are, the easier it is for your mind to sink down into a lovely trance. All nice and settled? Good. Good boy. Good boy. You like being called that by women, don't you? It causes a wave of satisfying pleasure to wash over you. And hypnosis isn't needed for that. There is a pleasure to being given a compliment. And good boy is your favorite compliment of all. Especially coming from a dominant woman. And I'm going to use that to reward you when you please me. And you are going to use it as your trigger. Taking my voice and my pleasure in you. Inside yourself, holding it tight to you. Breathe for me as I instruct you, and every time you do it right, I will call you a good boy, sending you into deeper and deeper relaxation and trance. Ready? I want you to go deep for me. Breathe for me. In, 1, 2, 3, hold it, 1, 2, 3, and release and sink down, 1, 2, 3, again, in, 1, 2, 3, and hold, 1, 2, 3, and release, 1, 2, 3, good boy, feeling your muscles relaxing and releasing, good boy, again, in, 1, 2, 3, and hold, 1, 2, 3, and release, 1, 2, 3, good boy, continuing to breathe nice and deep, and let your mind sink nice and deep, and all for me, all because you trust me, and follow my voice, focus on my voice. Good boy. Letting everything else just fade away into black in the background. It's easier if you close your eyes. Easier to concentrate solely on those two words that make you feel so good. The pleasure from hearing those words is enough to make your eyelids flutter in joy as your eyes desire to roll up in bliss. And your eyes just start to gently close. Go on. All the way. Nice and tight. Good boy. I love the trigger, good boy. As the tone can cause so many different things to happen to your mind. Like saying it softly, calmly, reassuring you as I stroke your hair. It's comforting, safe. Go on and picture that. Being my good boy, curled up on the floor on a fur rug at my feet. My hand slowly and soothingly moving across your scalp. Patting you. Touching you, stroking you, Let your brain connect the synapses that will make this visual in your mind so powerful. Then you can feel my fingers like ghost touches actually on you, tingling and tickling across your body, on your skin. I'm already so firmly on your mind. Imagine how it feels. Do it for me. Soft but firm, the pads of my fingers stroking up and down. Behind your ears, just rubbing up and down. The back of your neck, I'm lightly caressing up and down, stroking. Soothing, up and down, softly, gently, relaxing as I feel your surrender. And as I stroke, you find it so simple and so easy to follow these strokes with your breathing. So as I stroke up and down, you inhale and exhale. Nice, deep, even breaths. Good boy. Ease into each breath. Inhaling as my fingers move up. And exhaling as they move down. And down. Picturing the pattern in your head. Feeling my fingers with every breath. Up. And down. Breathing in. And out. And with each stroke, each breath, you find that your body relaxes more. More and more. As my fingers go up. And down your scalp. Up. And down your neck. And it just feels so soothing and so relaxing as you continue to breathe. Nice and deep for me. Good boy. My sweet boy, you are doing perfect right now. And you might be in just a slightly relaxed, hazy place right now, where you are just content to chill, happy to relax and listen to my voice. Follow my instructions and be my good boy, my sweet boy. Or you might be so susceptible that you are a bit deeper than that. Letting yourself be carried along for the ride. Your entire body just so relaxed as you wait for further instruction. Such a good boy. So simple to float and be my good boy. All you have to do is relax and obey. I'll take you further down into trance, don't you worry. To do so, I'm going to perform a countdown. But before I do, let's set the stage a little, shall we? Let's open up that black, blank mind of yours and step right through. Out a doorway and into a hallway. A long, reaching hallway that stretches out into the distance. You look down at the red carpet that your feet is sinking into as you walk on it. Little diamond patterns of blue marching across. And you march across following my voice, letting it lead you. We have a date, you and I, an appointment for you to come down with me. Into my Bordeaux for us to have fun together. But first, you need to follow me. Obey me. Walk down the hallway, one hand reaching out to touch the walls. Feel the texture of the gray and white wallpaper, slightly raised, slightly crinkly under your fingers. You look down again, following my instructions. Good boy. Follow the little blue diamonds. There's 20 of them along your path. Just follow the diamonds. Let them cause a sparkling in your mind, a mesmerizing pattern forming a routine of obedience. It's so easy to follow, simple to obey. Let's count them as you move past. Count yourself to a destination inside your mind, inside my world. So count with me, and feel your mind moving further into my voice's embrace with each number. 1, 2, 3. You hear my heels clicking ahead of you. 4, 5, 6. Click, clack, click, clack. 7, 8, 9. See my ass swaying in front of you. 10, 11, 12. Smell my perfume wafting back to you. 13, 14, 15. My voice calling to you. Come to me. 16, 17, 18. You see me disappear into an elevator and you follow behind. 19, 20. Stepping in, so ready to go deep down into trance for me. You are alone with me, following like my blank and empty drone. It's time to descend even deeper inside your mind, inside your submission, to go even deeper into a suggestible trance. I'll count the floors as we go down. Pay attention. Feel your mind sink with each one. 10. With each number, you feel yourself coming more and more into my sweet control. 9. Walking, willing, wantonly. 8. You need what I have to offer. 7. That sweet surrender to fortitude-shattering events. 6. Your identity is already wrapped around being a submissive. 5. I'm simply going to peel back the layers and expose you. 4. And with each number we go down, I want you to imagine your mind peeling back a little bit more. 3. Bringing you closer and closer to your root self. 2. The core of who you are. 1. A slave. This is when you are most susceptible to me. Walls bypassed and brought down for just a little while. Trusting in me as I take control. Relaxing into that thought. You don't need tropical islands, cool breezy waves, and beaches of stretching sand to relax. You simply need me and my guiding voice. Simply need to know that you are a good boy. And you are. Such a good boy, my sweet boy. Come out of the elevator and in through a door on your left. Just stopping in front of the open door. Your body pauses. Your mind pauses. one last chance to bow out, to run away, to hide your mind from me. Make the choice, and when you choose to submit to me, know that you are offering your final consent to the scene, to my conditioning, your mind's training. With that consent, your mind will give completely over into my control until the end of our session. And maybe even a bit past that. If you want this, it's so very simple to get it. Simply stay there relaxed. Leave your headphones on and simply listen to my voice as we delve even deeper into sweet, submissive trance. Now come in for me. Goodbye. You will see yourself walking through the doorway. Make sure to close it behind you. Give the door a very firm push until you hear the click. Good. Good boy. Now look around and start to notice you are in what seems to be a greenhouse. The ceilings and walls all made of glass, so the sun shines in so brightly. You have shade from all the plants, tinging your vision with a sort of golden green glow. Now in your deep trance, I want you to help me fill this place. Not just green plants, but flowers. Take a moment and let your mind flush them out. You are nice and deep for me, my good boy. And it's so easy to will them into existence here. To believe so firmly in the idea of them that they occupy space inside your head. You see your favorite color blooming everywhere, making you happy. A tree with your favorite fruit looms above just high enough you can reach up and grab a piece. The air is moist and full of life and an intoxicating smell that draws you. Musky and blending in with the smells of flowers and fruit. It is the most pleasant, most wonderful scent. You have to find the source. So you move through the greenhouse, pushing aside giant leaves that block your vision that give every corner of this place its own bit of privacy. The leaves and branches grow thick in your path, and you are faced with a choice. You are a good boy, so you make the right choice and drop to your knees. Crawl through the greenhouse, feeling bits of soil under your hands and knees as you move through. Such a dirty boy. Good boy. Come to me. Pushing aside the vegetation as you crawl. Pushing aside any thoughts or feelings that might hold you back. These leaves are like your thoughts, distracting and in the way, and it's so easy to just push them aside. Hardly giving them any notice as you seek your goal, as you breathe in my scent mixed with flowers and fruit. Distractions are distracting and we don't want that. So just push aside any and all distractions. Push them aside from a submissive place as you are doing right now on your knees with these leaves. Absent-mindedly, you don't even have to focus to do it. You're on tunnel vision, guided by your nose, guided by my voice. The only thing you have to focus on is my voice and my scent, leading you down the path, deeper and deeper into your trance and my seductive control. You clench your eyes shut as your face pushes past a particularly fluffy leaf. Only to find your face bumping into something so soft. Keep those eyes closed for me. The mystery is half the fun. No hands, keep them on the ground for now as you rub your face against my leg like an eager puppy who's found his mistress. His owner. Good boy. Relaxing now deeper and deeper into the feeling of my touch as my hand comes down to rest on your head. Kiss for me. Kiss and lick. Worshipping my skin as you discover all of its contours. That feels good. Oh my. I think you've found one of my erogenous zones. It tickles a bit, but feels so good. Good boy. You've done such a good job coming to me. Such a good job listening and no paying. I feel you deserve a bit of a reward, a bit of pleasure. But of course, you must know your place. Must know that my pleasure is more important. Making me happy makes you happy. The happiness of a woman is necessary for you to be truly happy. Let me teach you a little bit about sexual empathy, about a symbiotic relationship, where when you cause me to feel and show pleasure, it produces an echoing effect in your own body. Slave, you need my pleasure to feel your pleasure. Moans have always turned you on, but deep down here in your mind, my world, our greenhouse, we are so deep, we can adjust a few things. So sink even deeper into trance. Let your thoughts sleep and listen and focus on my words. Only on my words and the feel of my skin against your face, your lips. My pleasure is your pleasure, and you are such a good boy. Whenever you hear me moan, hear any woman moan in pleasure. You will feel deep, intense pleasure. Deep, wonderful sexual pleasure that will spread over your body. Bring your mind into a deep, lust-filled trance. Gasps of delight light your entire body up with a sweet, tingling joy. Your cock will rise and get harder. With every teased whimper, every indication of female pleasure, you will become more and more aroused, making a Pavlovian response in your mind and your body, your nerve endings in your cock. The moans of a woman are the most wonderful thing. You are devoted to this cause, devoted to being a good boy and bringing me pleasure. You would just do anything, wouldn't you? Good boy. You want to, need to please me. Not just for the intense pleasure it brings you, but also because the act of it feels so good, so satisfying, deep inside of you. Now drop even deeper for me, my good boy, my sweet boy. Drop deeper and deeper and feel my words filling you, controlling you. The moment you are aroused, you are in my power. You are weak to a strong woman showing you their pleasure, showing their control. And I am the strongest of them all. My will dominates you not through physical force, but through seduction and your weakness. Your desire to be submissive, your desire to bow down and worship and be controlled. It's so relaxing, so natural, so easy to sink into the pleasure of my moans, to sink into the knowledge that you are on the right path, doing the right thing. The greatest reassurance that you are a good boy. Every time you hear my pleasure, you ride a wave of pleasure. And today, that's the only way you get to get off. No touching your cock. And that's an order sunk inside of you. Your cock is not what's important. Even if it aches and throbs for me. That's not what this is about. That's not what is important to you. Pleasing me is important to you. Being a good boy is important to you. Now be a good boy and listen. I'm going to play with myself for the rest of the file. Your eyes closed. I want your face right there. Close enough I can feel you breathing against my clit. I know you want to lick and suck and give me pleasure. To taste me. But my orders supersede your desires, and you will simply stay there on your knees, frozen in place. Simply breathing in the musky, horny scent of my wet pussy. Barely an inch from your face. I bet you can't wait for my first moan. But it feels so good for me to hold it in. To know I'm denying you. But know that when I do moan, each and every moan will wash over your body in intense arousal. Fevered lust and pleasure. Pleasure that will zig and zag and vibrate all over your body. An electricity of deep sexual joy and exquisite pleasure running straight into your cock. Ready? I don't think I can hold the moans in much longer. Five, four, three, two, one. Feeling my pleasure as a form of your own. Such a devoted slave boy. Feeling and radiating over every single inch. Every nerve ending that can experience pleasure. Making your body throb with it. Your mind throbbing with it. And the moon's filling you. Filling your cock so it grows and grows. Feeling pleasure. Sweet, wonderful, intense pleasure with every single sound of enjoyment. And I bet you just want to stroke your cock right now. Stroke it like I'm stroking my pussy so close to your face. Shoving my fingers in and out, in and out, as my thumb rubs against my clit and my pussy grinds against my hand. Your breath causing waves of sensation as it tickles against my hot flesh. It feels so good. I can feel my pussy clenching against my fingers. Through a form of symbiotic surrogacy, a cock feels the clench. Of course, no matter how good it feels, I must chain one firm and uncompromising thought and stopgap function into your mind. You will not come unless I come. Until I come, until you hear a woman come, it's necessary, it's needed. You need my orgasm to have your own. You're a good boy, submissive. My pleasure is more important than your pleasure. Not just because I say so, but because of who you are. In and out, in and out. My fingers wet now. Sticky. Lubricating. As you slip in and out. In and out. Letting yourself go to the pleasure. Knowing that the more you relax into it, into a headspace of your submission, of my pleasure, controlling you. The better it feels. Knowing you can do this, you are such a good boy, as you feel like such a good boy. Obeying me. Breathing deeply for me. Under my clit. This feeling so wonderful as my pleasure wraps around you. Warm and wet, as my fingers go in and out, fucking myself the way you wish you could. You want so badly to help me come. Good boy. It's my good boy. And soon the pleasure begins to be so intense, so amazing from all my moans and all my pleasure. You feel on the verge, you feel so aroused, so close, so close, so close, so close. Something amazing. But first, I have to come. No, I'm afraid I might not be entirely coherent for a bit, but that's okay. You're a good boy, a smart boy. Your mind makes the connections and fills in the words. Fills in the pleasure as my body spasms and my pussy clenches. And I'm so close now. So close to the edge. And when I go over, when I orgasm, when I come, you will feel an intense sexual wave rush over all of your body. An orgasmic, amazing feeling that will hit you again and again. Stronger and stronger. The louder, the more intense my orgasm is. This pleasure will shoot into you again and again as my fingers go in and out, in and out. As you obey and you listen and you focus. I'll count down to it. Count down to my explosion of pleasure, my own orgasm. And when it hits, then you are allowed to come. You'll need to come so badly. Need to feel that washing wave of pleasure just rushing over and taking control as you loosen into it. And ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four. 3. 2. 1. I'm coming. It feels so good. So good, so good, so good, so good. My good boy, so good, so good. I feel my pleasure rushing over you. Oh, as I shove your face into my warm wetness and you can taste me. Lap between my lips and taste my pussy as your cock clenches. And you feel my pleasure sending your pleasure over the top. Brimming. Releasing. Good boy. But perhaps that wasn't enough. Perhaps you are not conditioned deeply enough yet. Don't worry. Like Pavlov. Like Pavlov with his puppy, I have a way to condition you. Now that I've come once. Well, seeing you so submissive and obedient makes me want to come again. This time, while I moan, I want you to touch your cock. But only while you hear me moaning. Like a game of red light, green light, you are only to touch your cock while I moan. Stroke yourself while I play with my clit, while I play with you. Get yourself even harder, more excited. Taking your hands off. And then the moaning coming out. Ready. Green light. Now stop. I'm not moaning and you can't be touching. As you hear my moans again, start to realize the fullness of the conditioning you are going through. Know that your stimulation in response to my pleasure will create pathways in your mind, producing an unconditioned response. My pleasure equating to your cock's arousal and stimulation. No stroke. Now stop. Good boy. And as you stroke and stop, my mind stopping is just the most horrible thing, isn't it? You wish that my pleasure could go on forever. You feel yourself becoming even more devoted to my pleasure, wishing for it, praying for it, needing it like your needy little cock needs it. A form of associative learning. Like muscle memory, your mind and body start to unconsciously respond to my pleasure. My sounds of pleasure equal your physical feelings of pleasure. The connection becoming stronger and stronger every time you come this way. From now on, when you fuck, when you jerk off, the woman you're with, the porn you are watching or listening to, will be useless without female pleasure. Nothing will excite you as much as hearing pleasure and knowing you are a good boy. Oh, good boy. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to moon for a bit while I rub myself. And to put the cap on your conditioning, I want you to stroke so very good. Like the good boy you are. So your cock is ready when I am close to coming again. So you can slide it inside of me. Your cock staying hard and useful for as long as it takes. And my pussy has something to clench on, something to come around as I squeeze you tight in against you. There'll be no more hands, no more thrusting, but the one, and this is your last chance to come today. Because my pleasure is so much more important, and I like you horny, needy. Submissively obedient from your willing chastity. Almost ready. Almost there. Almost ready to come around your cock. I'll count down, and when I say one, you will take your hands off and feel your cock shoving inside of me. As my pussy clenches down and comes. And as I come, you will come. Come for me like a good boy. Are you ready? For intense and wonderful pleasure, sealing your mind to my will, cementing your training even further, even deeper. Relax into the pleasure as your strokes become more frenzied. Ten. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2. And 1. Shoving inside of me. Oh, feeling me clench around you. Feeling me coming around you. My orgasm surrounding you. Enveloping you, controlling and conditioning you. Come for me. Come inside of me, my good boy. Feel my pussy clench around you as you come for me. Come for my pleasures. So good. So good. So good. No thrusting. Naughty boy.
Just relax. That's right. That's good. Good boy. Such a devoted slave. And as you relax here for me, your breathing evening out and your body shuddering. I want you to take this conditioning. Take it deep and remember, you don't get off until I get off. You don't get off until she gets off. You need a woman's pleasure to send you over the edge. Deep and remember, you don't get off until I get off. You don't get off until she gets off. You need a woman's pleasure to send you over the edge. Good boy. My sweet boy. Taking this lesson deep inside of you. It will last for a while. Last for a bit. But the more times you listen to me coming, the more times you listen to this file, the stronger your conditioning becomes, the longer it lasts until it is imperative for you to hear me come. You need my pleasure. Good boy. Sweet boy. It's time to wake up. One, feeling awareness sinking back into you. To your mind rising, your body able to move. Three, feeling relaxed and happy. Four, coming closer and closer to wakefulness. And five, waking up. Good boy. Felt good. You did so good.